This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Friday, June 15th, 2012. I'm Caleb Brown. The president today announced a shift in his immigration policy that might allow hundreds of thousands of people to stave off deportation for at least 2 years. But it's not permanent, and it likely puts many of those people in a holding pattern over their immigration status. But it does represent a shift toward a more rational policy. Alex Narasti, a policy analyst at the Cato Institute, comments.
The policy is basically that people who were brought here under the age of 16, who are unauthorized immigrants, who are not criminals, who are going to school or got their degree, who are living here peacefully, can apply for, can get their deportations deferred and get issued a temporary work permit for 2 years without fear of being deported. That's essentially the shift that he's proposed.
This is in response, I think, to some recent events. Some young person essentially snagged shortly after high school graduation, and a lot of other young people who essentially have grown up as Americans being snagged and threatened with deportation.
Yeah, that's some of it. Also, I think the main reason is probably politics. It's not a coincidence that recently Marco Rubio, the Republican senator from Florida, has been pushing his version of the DREAM Act, which would do pretty much the same thing as Obama's proposal, but make it permanent. It's no coincidence that just last week, the Texas GOP put a platform in its party plan calling for an unlimited number of guest worker visas. It's no coincidence that people on the side of the GOP are actually flirting with real immigration reform for the first time in years, and Obama looks like the president who's done nothing. I mean, under his administration, deportations have reached record levels, stuff not seen since the 1950s. But he has this reputation of being a pro-immigration president, so it's hard for him to rectify that with his electoral base.
The DREAM Act had been a piece of legislation floating around after 2008. It was there, I guess, since 2007 at the earliest.
Yeah, it's been around for quite a while. It's a bipartisan piece of legislation. It was passed by the Democratic House of Representatives a couple of years ago, stalled in the Senate. It hasn't become law yet. But Obama also hasn't put very much pressure behind it. He's been more focused on other things. So it seems like whenever he's doing poorly in the polls, he goes back to immigration to try to stoke those flames.
The president also touted his own immigration policy in this press conference that he delivered, saying, well, we have fewer illegal crossings than we've ever had before. We have beefed up border security. As you mentioned, we have record levels of deportations. But the fewer illegal crossings, I think, is a bit of a misnomer. It wasn't caused by additional security on the border. It was caused by a poor U.S. economy.
Yeah, the poor U.S. economy is the reason why immigration to the U.S. has stalled, especially unauthorized immigration. I mean, immigration between the United States and Mexico over the last 5 years is about a net zero because of the poor economy in the United States. But on top of that, President Obama's DHS has been vigorously enforcing immigration policies domestically, internally, through ICE raids on workplaces, through I-9 audits, through forcing secure communities on most jurisdictions in the United States, but also through beefing up border security across the board, installing biometric scanners at all entry ports in the United States, putting more boots on the ground. So it's only after the president has set record deportation levels that he's decided to loosen things up just a little bit temporarily for some people who are here without authorization.
Jeff Flake has offered a piece of legislation that, according to him, would essentially staple a green card to any young person who is a foreigner who is studying in the United States. Whenever they get a college diploma, they basically have a guaranteed green card. What President Obama is proposing is not even really that far.
No, not even close. I mean, President Obama's administrative directive here is just a temporary reprieve. All it does is buy enough time to his, in his mind, what he thinks will hopefully be his next administration to try and solve this issue. I mean, it's really a temporary fix, a Band-Aid at best.
Alex Narasti is a policy analyst at the Cato Institute. You can read more of his work at cato.org.